1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Boston Celtics capped off one of the most dominant seasons in NBA history.
It's over. Time to say it again, Boston. Anything's possible. Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
As heard on ESPN, on ABC, as the Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88, they win the NBA title in five games, losing just three games the entire postseason. Jaylen Brown was the MVP. The USDA has suspended inspections of avocados and mangoes in the Mexican state of Michoacan because of security concerns. Boeing's CEO will testify before a Senate Investigations Committee Tuesday about the airline maker's manufacturing problems. The NTSB and FAA are both investigating. And as the extreme heat gets underway, Chicago broke a 1957 temperature record Monday. This is ABC News. Maryland's Democratic governor issued a blanket pardon affecting more than 100,000 people who were convicted of misdemeanor pot offenses.
Noting the sale of recreational marijuana is now legal in his state, Maryland's governor says it's time to wipe past convictions off the books.
We cannot celebrate the benefits of legalization if we do not address the consequences of criminalization.
Wes Moore says his move is the most sweeping pardon on record in any state, vacating 175,000 misdemeanor convictions for simple possession of pot and the possession of drug paraphernalia. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The Kansas legislature convenes for a special session Tuesday, expected to consider authorizing state bonds to help build new stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. They currently play in Missouri. Supporters of the idea say it would bring in more tax dollars from athletes who compete in the state. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff there, Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
you're going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with another series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers win a thriller 5-4 before a sold-out AmFam Field on Father's Day. It's the eighth time in a row the Brewers have beat the Reds in a series. Willie Adames with another dramatic home run in the sixth to take the lead on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras at second, Yelich at first. And Adames in the center field. He is watching. This one is back. And the Brewers take the lead.
really thought they were going to attack me with the fastball because last time I faced him, he was throwing me a lot of fastballs in. So I just tried to get a pitch closer to me. And, you know, I wasn't looking for it, but I recognized it and, you know, put the barrel on it.
That's Willy Adames. The crew in Anaheim tonight to take on the Angels. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau held on to win his second U.S. Open by beating Rory McIlroy.
I was a little lucky. Rory didn't make a couple putts that he could have coming in. I had an amazing up and down in the last. It's a dream come true.
That's Bryson DeChambeau. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight, a south breeze in lower 70s by sunrise. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the lower 90s, but our heat index in the upper 90s. It will be breezy. Showers and storms Tuesday night. It's 81 at our studios.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome Art Paul Schlosser into the studio.
It's the Art Paul Experience.
A State Street institution.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Well, the Republicans are at it again. They just can't stand the idea that women should have rights or agency or even political or economic power. There's this, you know, the whole traditionalist thing that the man is the head of the household and the wife is the handmaiden and all that kind of nonsense. First, they came after abortion, and, you know, now half the country, abortion is fully criminalized. Then they came after birth control. They're actually trying to eliminate access to multiple kinds of birth control and have done so at law in some cases. And then they came after IVF, in vitro fertilization. We've got at least one state that has outlawed that I believe was the Mississippi Supreme Court. And now they're going after no-fault divorce. The statistics on this are quite extraordinary. No-fault divorce was first instituted in 1969 in California by Governor Ronald Reagan. He, of course, was the first president who had ever been divorced and remarried. Nancy was his second wife. And by 2010, so that's 40 years, 41 years later, every state in the union had legalized no-fault divorce, where a couple can simply say, you know, it's not working. We don't have to explain why to anybody. We don't have to prove that, you know, the other person committed infidelity or was abusive or whatever. All we have to do is just sign a paper and say, that's it. Republicans want that ended. And why? Well, because it allows women to get out of bad marriages easily, because in states that don't have no-fault divorce, which at the moment is none, but it used to be everybody, right, pre-1969, a woman in an abusive relationship would have to go into court and document that abusive relationship, and that can be difficult, and that also enrages the husband and increases the probability that he will kill her rather than let her go. And the National Bureau of Economic Research did a study on this in 2003. And this is absolutely fascinating. What they found was that there was a large decline in the number of women who commit suicide in the years following the institution of no-fault divorce. And they found this in state after state. As states legalized no-fault divorce, where one party could simply go in and say, I'm out of here, sign the paperwork, and that's the end of it. In those states that did that, female suicide dropped. And in the states that hadn't done that yet, female suicide stayed high, number one. They also found, and this is a quote from the National Bureau of Economic Research, they found also, quote, a large decline in domestic violence in states that adopted unilateral or no-fault divorce. And then it goes on to say that there is evidence that unilateral divorce or no-fault divorce led to a decline in females murdered by their partners. So what's going on now? Well, you know, Ben Carson, who's been mentioned as a possible Trump running mate, took on no-fault divorce in his new book. He said, for the sake of families, we should enact legislation to remove or radically reduce incidences of no-fault divorce. In January, Oklahoma State Senator Dusty Devers introduced a bill that would eliminate no-fault divorce in Oklahoma. That bill was not made into law, but hey, everything starts someplace, right? And then there's Mike Johnson, who's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the number two guy, you know, two heartbeats away from the president, who is in what's called a covenant marriage with his wife. Under Louisiana law, this kind of marriage makes, you know, it's very, very difficult to divorce under these circumstances. And this kind of, and he's just a weird guy, you know. I mean, he's got this deal with his son where they monitor each other's internet usage so they can make sure that nobody's watching porn. It's just weird. But he has, on multiple occasions over the years, literally over the decades, railed against no-fault divorce. He thinks everybody should be in the same kind of covenant marriage that he and his wife are. So get ready. This is going to be coming to a town near you. Also, another story that I wanted to talk about was my op-ed from Friday, from last week. And, you know, I thought this was a pretty important issue, and that's the Republican Party's unrelenting attacks on women's rights. The Supreme Court, the New York Times said, you know, you recall the Mifepristone case that went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court kicked it out for standing. They basically said, you know, this group of doctors who don't prescribe Mifepristone, the abortion pill, don't prescribe it, don't use it, don't have patients who use it, have no experience with it, because they're all opposed to it. This group of doctors has no standing to sue. They have not suffered an injury yet. They have an injury, a tort. Somebody has to be hurt before they can sue. And so when it came before the Supreme Court that they wanted Mifepristone banned nationwide under the Comstock Act, which is what Matthew Kaczmarek, the judge down in Amarillo, had been pitching, the court just said, "Yeah, we're not going to take this case. We're not going to make a decision." But even though they didn't make a decision, the Washington Post's headline was, "Supreme Court upholds broad access to key abortion pill Mifepristone." They did no such thing. They didn't uphold broad access. They didn't decide the case. The New York Times, the headline, Supreme Court maintains, same thing. Supreme Court maintains broad access to abortion pill. Almost identical headlines, and they're both deceptive. Like, oh, the Supreme Court finally got something right. Like, oh, these justices aren't quite as crazy and right-wing as we thought they were. Yes, they are. They're worse than you thought. So, you know, in fact, Justice Kavanaugh, in his unanimous opinion, he said, Article 3 of the Constitution confines the jurisdiction of federal courts to cases and controversies. As Justice Scalia memorably said, Article 3 requires a plaintiff to first ask a basic question, what's it to you? In sum, to sue in federal court, a plaintiff must show that he or she has suffered or likely will suffer an injury in fact. So, where do we go with this? Well, I can guarantee you, right now, the anti-abortion freaks, the anti-abortion movement, are looking for somebody who was harmed by mifepristone. Some woman who took mifepristone for an abortion and it didn't completely abort and she ended up in the ER. That does happen from time to time. Somebody who took mifepristone and had one of the wild, rare side effects. Some husband whose wife took mifepristone and aborted a baby without his permission, who feels that he was robbed of having a son or daughter. They're going to find somebody, and probably multiple somebodies, who have actual injuries, or what they would characterize as actual injuries. And they're going to bring this case to the Supreme Court again. And this time, which will be next year, I mean, the Supreme Court basically is, by my idea, my theory about why the Supreme Court punted on this thing is that they know that America is pissed at them. You know, we're upset about, you know, these right-wing decisions. You know, bump stocks, you can now make an AR-15 fire 800 bullets a minute. People aren't happy about that. The Dobbs decision outlawing abortion, people aren't happy about that. You know, there's been a number of these right-wing decisions that people are just grossed out by. So the conservatives on the court, I think if they had banned mifepristone, which they clearly want to do, you know, and this worked its way through, you know, it started with Matthew Kaczmarek, and then it went through the Fifth Circuit, where James Ho, the judge who wrote the torture memo for George W. Bush to legalize torturing, you know, Afghan and Iraqi prisoners of war, his wife actually is a paid speaker, lecturer, on behalf of an anti-abortion group. I believe it's the Susan B. Anthony Fund. I could be wrong. And yet he didn't recuse himself. He ruled, yes, mifepristone should be illegal nationwide. Pass it on to the Supreme Court. So in all probability, it'll follow the same route. You know, there's going to be a case where they've got somebody who's got an injury, some sort of injury, and they're going to take that case to Matthew Kaczmarek in Amarillo, Texas, or some other judge very much like him, maybe Eileen Cannon down in Florida, who knows. And from there, it'll go to the Fifth Circuit. If it's in the South, you know, if it's in the Deep South, that's the Fifth Circuit. And from the Fifth Circuit, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will finally have an opportunity, or at least the six right-wing Catholics on the Supreme Court will finally have an opportunity to outlaw the abortion pill. And I'm telling you, this is coming. This is not a small thing. They are, you know, once they can get standing, and the biggest point here that was virtually unmentioned. I read both the Times story and the Washington Post story, and the Comstock Act got, as I recall, a one sentence reference in one of those two stories. The Comstock Act, you know, Anthony Comstock. We've talked about this before. He was this weird guy in the late 1800s, early 1900s, who thought that. You know, sex was a terrible thing, and masturbation would make you crazy, and he was the New York Postmaster General, but he delighted in shutting down burlesque shows in New York and arresting women for, you know, public indecency. His legislation makes it a federal crime to send anything through the mail that can be used to cause an abortion. That bill, that law, which was passed in the 1890s, is still on the books. Now, you know, the Biden administration thought that the Supreme Court had, you know, nullified parts of it back in 1918, I think it was. But, you know, the right-wingers are arguing that it is not nullified. It's still in effect. And Erin Hawley, the wife of Senator Josh Hawley, you know, the person who argued this before the Supreme Court and before the Fifth Circuit and before Kaczmarek, Erin Hawley is gung-ho to revive the Comstock Act. So keep an eye on this. This is another one of those cases where the Supreme Court is pulling their punches right now because they don't want to piss off, they don't want to lose any more Republican votes before the election. But after the election, all bets are off.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Music and more music. It's Make Music Madison, June 21st. I'm Terry Barr. Here's director Mary Rose Etberg.
We have a very dedicated group of hosts and musicians in Madison. So over time, we've just really grown into be kind of a powerhouse in the make music scene across the world.
Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay at the Maximum Inc. radio stage on State Street, June 21st, 3 to 9. Made possible by Ian's Pizza, Red Star Audio, Music Makes a Difference, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Welcome back. Boy, what a day, huh? It's kind of a gray, rainy day here in Portland. I hope the weather's better where you are. I understand there's just a massive heat wave hitting much of the United States, particularly across the South and the Mid-South. Terrible stuff. Speaking of terrible stuff, the House Republicans have a serious crisis on their hands. This has got Representative Tom Cole going to Axios, you know, the news source, and talking about it. This, in fact, the lead story or the lead paragraph in Raw Story is House Republicans have a horrible problem. They're looking to their leader to immediately solve, according to a new report. And that is that there's no place in the Capitol building right now where they can legally smoke cigars. Used to be, apparently, Kevin McCarthy let them smoke cigars. It used to be that they could smoke in the Speaker's lobby, but Nancy Pelosi put the kibosh on that. And so now they're calling on Mike Johnson to come up with a solution. Please, Mike, save us. Save our cigars. Help us figure out a way. Ay, ay, ay. These guys have, you know, they really know how to deal with serious problems, right? All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind? Brady in Dalton, Georgia. Hey, Brady, what's up?
Not too much, Sam. I appreciate you taking my call and welcome back. I'm coming kind of from left field today, Tom. I think we need to approach our problems in a different way. Some fantasy for you is maybe we negotiate with the 1%, those guys who control and maintain that control everything. They have the media, they have the politics, they have the land, they have the businesses, they're buying up all the housing, they own everything. And basically they own us too, because we can't do anything without their blessing. Maybe we negotiate with them and say, look, man, what is it going to take for you guys to allow the American people to live the American dream? I mean, what do we get?
They're not interested in negotiating, Brady. I mean, what do we have to hold over them? You know, how can you get... how could you even get the attention of, you know, any of these right-wing billionaires? They don't care about us. They don't pay attention to us. They don't bother with our media.
I don't know how we do it, Tom. I'm hoping that better minds than mine can come up with some kind of a strategy. I mean, we have to do something, because we're going to lose it all, and I don't think it's going to take a long time.
What we need to do are two things, Brady. Number one, we need to reverse Citizens United so that these people can no longer bribe our politicians, so that they can no longer own the Republican Party and a good handful of Democrats. We need to do that. And then number two, we need to restore the 74% top income tax bracket and actually make it stick, so that we go from, you know, people taking $1 billion in compensation, like Dollar Bill McGuire did at United Healthcare. Instead of taking $1 billion, they can only take $1 million or $2 or $3 million a year before they start hitting that 74% tax bracket. And that will, you know, kind of cut them down to size, as it were. But it's going to be a big job, because, you know, ever since Clarence Thomas cast that deciding vote in Citizens United and legalized political bribery, these politicians are wholly owned, lock, stock, and barrel, by, you know, big industry, the NRA, and by these right-wing billionaires. I don't see. Maybe somebody can call with a suggestion about how to negotiate with them, but I don't think it's going to happen. Brady, thank you for the call. I share your concern. I just don't have a solution. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack, that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Boston Celtics capped off one of the most dominant seasons in NBA history.
It's over. Time to say it again, Boston. Anything's possible. Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
As heard on ESPN, on ABC, as the Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88, they win the NBA title in five games, losing just three games the entire postseason. Jaylen Brown was the MVP. The USDA has suspended inspections of avocados and mangoes in the Mexican state of Michoacan because of security concerns. Boeing's CEO will testify before a Senate Investigations Committee Tuesday about the airline maker's manufacturing problems. The NTSB and FAA are both investigating. And as the extreme heat gets underway, Chicago broke a 1957 temperature record Monday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expecting to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those projects usually go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Wisconsin already has 33 large-scale solar developments in place or in progress in 21 counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Tom Brady roast just continues to create collateral damage. In addition to not being funny, the event made many people sad and put Brady's ex-wife Giselle Bundchen's new relationship with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente, in jeopardy. Insiders say the roast caused her and her boyfriend relationship stress. In a related story, Giselle Bundchen is dating a guy who teaches jiu-jitsu. Are you wondering where Armie Hammer has been? Me neither. But in case you were, Hammer took an industry-imposed leave of absence, taking the hint after being dropped by his representatives and from many projects after a string of women and past girlfriends accused the actor-slash-trust fund kid of assault, sexual misconduct, and cannibalistic desires. Hammer did admit he's been seeking help and treatment and says he got so much hate from people everywhere he would go, he felt bad for his kids. In his defense, he denied the cannibalism accusations, saying they made him laugh so hard he almost choked to death on a clavicle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight, a south breeze in lower 70s by sunrise. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the lower 90s, but our heat index in the upper 90s. It will be breezy, showers and storms Tuesday night. It's 81 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, okay. What saves us money and what will help most people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all have put into. They should pay back a little bit.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy going to recede to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Several companies that are being investigated, and there's a class action, I believe, that originated in Tennessee that this FBI raid was part of. But what it comes back
this
to is...
This is the price-fixing thing,
yes,
that has to do with Harlan Crowe's software?
You got it. And here's where it's more pernicious than it looks at the surface. At the surface, it looks like it's just a price-fixing issue. But if you consider that the Georgia General Assembly... in this year's legislative session, passed laws changing yet again our voting regulations that require residential addresses so that homeless people who may be able to use a work address or some other address that's not a residential address, those folks would potentially get thrown off the rolls because they don't have a residential address. Well, if you put upward price pressure on rents, that creates a larger body of homeless people, and therefore it creates a larger number of people who are potentially ineligible for voting registration or likely to get kicked off the rolls.
Wow. So the Republicans in Georgia essentially did what some of the states had done at the founding of this republic, which is basically you can only vote, you only have the franchise if you're a property owner or renter. In other words, if you've got a home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's incredible. So. I think the other thing about this that is incredible is that this is Harlan Crowe's baby, or at least it was. I don't know the current status, yes, of his involvement with this software program, but apparently over 20 million homes and apartments right now have their rents set by this particular program's algorithm, and Cortland Management was one of them, and that's pretty awful stuff. I mean, you know, because this is the guy who owns Clarence Thomas. He's given him millions of dollars in bribes and gifts and vacations and God only knows what his wife has taken. I know she'd taken several hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Heritage Foundation, and no doubt a lot of money from
that
other groups
of.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but
it's pretty pernicious.
And on the subject of the Supreme Court, I'll just pause for a second to say this. You were talking earlier about the Mifepristone decision. I agree with your assessment that it's coming back. And actually, the court has done a favor for those who are anti-abortion and who want to lock out the ability to access abortion medication. The court, by not making the determination that there was no standing long before there was a hearing, right? Because that decision could have been made anywhere along the path to SCOTUS.
They could have denied
cert. They could have denied cert. But by having not done so, what they did was to give those who will bring the case back a preview of the arguments. So it's like when you have a trial and then there's a mistrial, right? That gives the defendant a chance to preview the state's case and to say, oh, I need to offset for this issue, or this is what resonated with the jury, or this is what they hung on. So, it's bad, but it's not as not bad as it would look on the surface.
Yeah, I agree, Marie.
But I
absolutely agree. My read of the decision was that one of the goals of who wrote that decision?
It was Thomas.
I don't.
Was it Thomas?
It was Thomas. Okay. I think it was. Thomas did the gun decision, the bump stock. Yeah, it may have been Thomas. I don't recall. I'm sorry. But the it seemed to me that the, and I don't think Thomas writes his own decisions, by the way, but no. It seemed to me that the goal of, I guess most of them don't, you know, their clerks do the first drafts anyway. But mm-hmm. I think the goal of it was to lay out a roadmap to the anti-abortion movement about how to come back to this court. And that's why I said, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that right now, you know, on right-wing talk radio or on religious talk radio, you've got people saying, hey, have you been harmed by mifepristone? Did your wife do an abortion without telling you? Do you know anybody who ended up in the hospital after trying the abortion pill? And they're going to find somebody. They're probably going to find 10 or 20 somebodies. They're going to come in, you know, guns a-blazing. So we need to get ready.
Absolutely.
Marie, thank you so much for the call. Always nice to hear from you. Thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, is your phone working now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Doesn't sound like it. There you go. Oh. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, sorry, that was my fault. I had you on speakerphone, and when I disconnected, it messed up. And I hope you get to feeling better also. Hey, I just wanted to say that
thank you.
This, you know, we are steamrolling right towards, you know, dictatorship and a monolithic information structure. And what I mean by that is, you know, Republicans, whether we want to admit it or not, they're stuck in the same trap that, you know, fascists in Italy, you know, in the 20th century and in Germany, they're stuck in the same trap. And it's really like a dear leader cult. And the reason why, the reason why Vladimir Putin is pushing this is because if you agree with Hannah Arendt, America is sort of like the firewall against totalitarianism. You know, she says that certain concepts move the average American to action, that they don't, you know, like democracy is sort of utopian in a lot of the world. And, you know, some previous callers said that they noticed this fascism seems to be on the rise around the world. And over the weekend, Ruth Benghiat, she wasn't given enough time, but she said some pretty important things. She said that by comparison, Donald Trump is much more fascistic than other right wingers. And she also said that, you know, that what Marie Le Pen's doing in France is brilliant by putting Jordan Bardella, a 28-year-old, as the face of the far right in France. And that is brilliant. It is brilliant. And she also said
this is why Turning Point USA represents such a threat in America. Kirk's.
And this isn't going to end with Trump. Other people. Yes, and other people are saying that, like, Matt Gaetz is posturing or preparing himself to take over if Trump fails, and he's much younger. And this, you know, and basically, Tom, all right, remember what you said. You said that fascism works for a little while, but over the long run, it is, you know, it destroys itself. Yes, and let me give you an example. Ruth Benghiat also said that Giorgia Meloni in Italy, she is a right winger, but she's not as extreme as Donald Trump. And she said that Giorgia Meloni does not say great replacement theory. She says population substitution. Right. But she also goes a little farther and says it is a plot. Now, it is sort of a plot, Tom. I know for a fact it is sort of a plot because right wingers, conservatives in this country have won that argument. They won it even before George Bush, but they really solidified the position under George Bush and our rejection of the UN Commission on Human Rights and anything from the UN, really. America's becoming an isolationist, monolithic dictatorship. And basically what that means is refugees, we want to keep them, we the United States, we want to keep them as close to their point of origin as possible. And North Africa is much closer to Europe than it is America. And it's not just Giorgia Meloni, Rishi Sunak, who's definitely not a fascist, but he's saying refugees who want to go to Britain have got to stay in, like, Nigeria first. Look, this is so my point
right, no,
is
you're talking about right. deporting them to another Africa. Oh, to Rwanda. They're cutting a deal with Rwanda. They give them $1 million per refugee to take people, which is incredible. I mean, it's the old, you know, this is what happened during James Monroe's presidency when they tried to deport a bunch of freed Africans which created the country Liberia and Monroeville, which is the capital city. Anyhow, back to you, Dave.
Well, if you ask Georgia Maloney who's behind this plot, I'm sure she'd say left-wing Marxists in America, but it is not. It is right-wing fascists in America that are, you know, that she would normally agree with. And here's the thing is, look, Tom, this is this whole thing is going to go to a cult of personality. The leader, Donald Trump in this case, is going to determine the truth. His cadre are going to disseminate the truth. Just like Putin is in North Korea right now talking to Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un did, you know, they have an Axis Mundi in North Korea. It's Mount Baekdu, right, where the world was formed, right? And there's a whole mythological thing surrounding it, and they linked it all to Kim Jong-un. Saddam Hussein used to show have statues of Hammurabi with Saddam Hussein's face. Okay, they have to take. Yeah.
I get it all, Dave. You're wandering far afield here, as you are wont to do. Yeah. But if you want to summarize the point you were trying to make in one sentence, I'll give you that opportunity to do that.
Okay, like I said, we're Republicans are stuck. We're rushing headlong into a monolithic dictatorial information structure, and honestly, the only way let's say you believe that the slave trade was a jobs program, go look at the engineering diagrams of slave ships. Truth to power. Okay.
Yeah. No,
not
I got
will
it.
To power.
Got
truth
okay,
to
Dave,
power.
Thank you very. Yeah. Thank you very much, Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Nice. I was going to say, regarding your computer timeout program, my husband's a soft-spoken person, generally speaking, but he's got a couple of those, and that's the only time I hear him cuss.
So you know.
I know what happened when I hear something like that. But anyway, I wanted to say you've had several calls over the before your absence and then already today. Regarding people concerned about the Palestinians that are living in the United States, they're so upset that they rather not vote for Biden or stay home or whatever. But they should be running to the polls because Biden is—he's not perfect, but he's not the leader of the country, Netanyahu, and he's trying to give the people their own chance to be able to take their, you know, control their own government. There's nothing else he can do than what he's doing. But regarding the vote, Trump has repeatedly said the first thing he wants to do, or one of the first things, there's quite a few on the first day since he's going to be a dictator, he wants to deport the Palestinians. So they have to ask the question, you know, should they continue trying to work with Biden through dialogue, so on and so forth, or have Trump get in by not voting for the person that's going to work with them and try and make their lives better and their families at home.
Are you sure that Trump has specifically said he wants to deport Palestinians? Yes. I mean, I've heard him say he wants to deport people who came in through the southern border, but Palestinians?
Yes, he's done that, but I've heard him absolutely say he doesn't like anybody. He's not like him, you know, basically.
Right.
But yes, he has.
Brown-skinned Muslim.
And now he's been keeping it low because they've been telling him behind the scenes not to say that anymore because he wants them not to vote for Biden. So you don't hear it anymore. But initially, you know, he was openly saying that I'm going to deport the Palestinians. In fact, when they first came out with Biden, with the issue in Israel, he was stating it then. So when they were all.
If only we had an honest press, you know, that highlighted these things. Carol, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate the call. Thank you. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a minute.
You're You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike those other fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for them to thaw and store them in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on the stuffer, Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Eric in Fountain Valley, California. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. About social media. It seems the younger generation today is very depressed and anxious about the future, with good reason. They'll inherit a burned-out hulk of a planet. They have a hard time finding a decent job.
Yeah.
To get an education, they must incur debt that will be difficult, if not impossible, to pay off and will hinder them from buying a house or having children. Most will, for the first time, have lifestyles inferior to their parents. Government and legal systems serve only the well-connected. Most industries are controlled by monopolies. Their constitutional rights, for the first time, are being restricted or removed. Assault rifles are everywhere.
I get it, Eric, but you're reading something at me. You know, just tell me what you want to say.
What seems hard to understand is their reaction. They rush to social media sites to register their helplessness. They're funneled into anti-social, nihilistic, neo-fascist, violent subgroups. They believe the information there without investigation or healthy skepticism. My point is, why can they not use their intelligence to try to identify and change the forces that are causing their problems? Information is everywhere. Can they investigate the facts before deciding? If they could, they would realize there is a solution, and I'm very serious about this. Joining the Democratic Party, voting straight Democratic ticket in every election, until the Republican Party begins to offer real solutions for average people. They could do this. Positive change will be possible. I believe their depression and problems may improve. And I defy anyone to counter that very simple solution to the future that would work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. And the Democratic Party is now the last stand for democracy in America. Absolutely. Eric, please don't read the next time you call in. Thank you for the call. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today? Oh, hey, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I think I only have 30 seconds. Thank you. Is 30 seconds okay with you, or do you want me to put you on hold and pick you up on the other side of the in the next hour?
Hey, you can put me on hold.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I think the last caller's. I have a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard my thing. So we've got a minute, Paul. That's typically what people get. So what's up?
Okay. I would like to reaffirm what the previous caller was saying. There's political projects, and then there's the political act of voting and voting straight Democrat. Even if somebody has a minor sin on their soul of not doing something that you think is important. Long-term political projects take decades. There's no short-term solutions. There's no easy answers. Philadelphia just retired their last diesel bus. They now have over 1,300 hybrid buses, all electric trains for the subways and L's, all electric trains for the commuter, and electric trolleys that have been around for decades, and they just had rehab ones from 1947, about a dozen of them. They're back out on the streets again, all electric. They didn't have to go and spend, $20 million a piece and import them from, God knows where, Korea or something, because we don't make them anymore. You have to get involved with a real political project in addition to voting, and a real political project goes back decades.
Yep. And get involved in the parties. I mean, show up for your local Democratic Party. Join. There's so much that can be done, and you actually have a measure of power then. And the politicians want to hear what you have to say once you're in the party. Thank you, Paul.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.